The Alaska Arctic Commission has been working for more than a year and a half to write the state's first comprehensive Arctic policy, a policy the commission hopes will lay out not just Alaska's future, but America's future in the Arctic. But with priorities ranging from international to extremely local, yesterday's meeting in Nome saw lawmakers, researchers, and coastal representatives still working out just what that policy will be. KNOM's Matthew Smith has the story.
The Alaska Arctic Commission is trying to balance far-reaching goals from development and energy to international cooperation with more immediate needs like ports, plumbing, and building strong rural economies and infrastructure in rural communities. But with a 4-page draft bill, a 15-page executive summary, and a 131-page report, the big question before the commission was summarized by Bethel co-chair Representative Bob Herron.
What should this policy commission say when we report to the legislature?
Finalizing that message before the commission delivers its final report to lawmakers took up much of yesterday's meeting, with recaps of past meetings leading to passionate discussions on key issues, often spiraling into broader discussions but rarely leading to any clear conclusions. What is clear is that the commission will deliver 4 broad strategic recommendations to the legislature. They include a renewed focus on the state's infrastructure gap, a boost to Arctic science and research, increased response capacity for a more active Arctic maritime environment, and a focus on sustainably developing Arctic resources with an eye to Alaska's unique cultural, social, and environmental needs. Liz Kolak-Moore, a community and government affairs director with Nana Regional Corporation, who is the commission's ANCSA representative, says those 4 large recommendations are necessarily broad.
It is so big. It is really important. And I think we've been working towards this for many generations. The reason that we're seeing this bubble up to the surface now is because of the increased interest, right? We have a lot more marine traffic, all of these larger questions. We talk a lot about resource development and the resources in the Arctic. People want to be responsive to the immediate needs of marine transportation and offshore oil and gas development. We have to be prepared for those things.
While the Arctic policy will be far-reaching, residents and visitors in Nome addressed the commission to single out areas of specific concern. Melanie Banky, the president of regional nonprofit Kowarik, addressed concerns that the committee's careful work could end up collecting dust on a bookshelf in Juneau by urging lawmakers to take action.
Many of you are in a position to ensure that some of your own recommendations are funded, so fund it. Ensure Alaska Native people benefit economically. We bear the most risk with anything that's going on in the Arctic. So consider, what is the next 8A-like opportunity, the next CDQ-like opportunity? When we're provided with some opportunities, we go from having a seat at the back of the bus to learning how to drive the bus to owning a fleet of buses.
Senator Lyman Hoffman of Bethel sits on the commission, and he admits that the bill and the report won't include any clear way to pay for the various projects the commission is recommending, but he says it will give direction to the legislature on how the state should spend its money down the road.
It doesn't open up the checkbook. It gives direction on how that checkbook can be spent. You know, so if the legislature adopts the report, then they adopt the recommendations, then it's incumbent upon the legislature to implement them.
Commission members hope that implementation will have ramifications on the national and international scene. In 2015, the United States is poised to spend 3 years as chair of the International Arctic Council, a body of circumpolar nations focused on Arctic issues. Many commissioners see Alaska's plans for the Arctic as the de facto plans for the nation, or at least having a strong influence on the nation's Arctic policy going forward. Here's Anchorage Senator Lesel McGuire, the commission's co-chair.
We've sat back and waited for the federal government, which arguably should have an interest to begin that investment, and we just haven't gotten anywhere.
The Alaska Arctic Policy Commission continued its meeting in Kotzebue today, with one more meeting scheduled for November to finalize its extensive report and its far-reaching recommendations for the future of the Arctic before submitting it to Juneau for the state legislative session in January. In Nome, I'm Matthew Smith.